Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 89 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Shamari Mosley.
Moorhead State University's annual faculty art exhibit begins on Wednesday.
The Pfizer vaccine was given full approval by the U.S. Federal Drug Administration.
Rowan County COVID positive numbers continue to climb.
Local hospitals are adjusting their visitation policies.
U.S. health officials say a booster shot is needed for protection against the Delta variant.
In sports, Moorhead State football is preparing for their upcoming season opener.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low around 69. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Moorhead State University's annual Art and Design Faculty Exhibition begins Wednesday and runs through September 17th. Always the first exhibit of the fall semester, it showcases works from around 12 full-time and adjunct faculty, with mediums ranging from paintings to weavings to ceramics. Golden Yang Gallery Director Melissa Youngbluth says this year's exhibition will have a special memorial room for the late ceramic professor, Adam Youngbluth, who passed away over the summer.
This isn't something that we would normally do, and the room has been filled with a bunch of Adam's ceramic work because he was a really prolific potter and sculptor. And so for that room, what I would really like and his family would really like is for individuals to come into that room, leave a little memory. I'll have a book there for people to write something down, and then also take a piece or two of pottery home with them.
A faculty forum will be held at 11 a.m. on September 15th in the Golden Yang Art Gallery. Audience members are welcome and encouraged to ask questions and interact with faculty. The exhibit is free and open to the public with a reception on opening night from 5 to 7 p.m. Regular gallery hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
The U.S. gave full approval to Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine today, a milestone that may help lift public confidence in the shots as the nation battles the most contagious coronavirus mutant yet. The vaccine made by Pfizer and its partner BioNTech now carries the strongest endorsement from the Food and Drug Administration, which has never before had so much evidence to judge a shot's safety. The FDA's action also may spur more vaccine mandates by companies, universities, and local governments. Anxious Americans increasingly are on board. Close to 6 in 10 favor requiring people to be fully vaccinated to travel on airplanes or attend crowded public events, according to a recent poll by the Associated Press Nork Center for Public Affairs Research. Still to be decided is vaccination of children under 12. Both Pfizer and Moderna are studying youngsters with data expected in the fall.
An additional 58 COVID-positive cases were reported in Rowan County over the weekend. That comes after 89 cases were reported last week. As of Sunday afternoon, the Gateway District Health Department reported a total of 165 new cases in the three-day period. The district covers Bath, Elliott, Menifee, Morgan, and Rowan counties. Rowan Judge Executive Harry Clark says local residents often want to know how many of the positive cases are already vaccinated.
I started getting those numbers a couple weeks and I started posting them. It's about 19%. Have been vaccinated. So it's pretty doggone good odds that if you've been vaccinated, you're not going to end up with COVID. And if you do, it's a case where it's mild enough, you probably won't need to be treated in the hospital. I'm not saying never, but that has been the norm, that you get it and you can shake it yourself.
Clark says the best way that residents can help each other now is to get vaccinated as soon as possible.
With COVID cases on the rise, St. Clair Healthcare updated its visitation policy over the weekend. The organization announced that the emergency department is now closed to all visitors. Dr. Will Milan is the chief medical officer at St. Clair. He says medical organizations have had to be vigilant throughout the pandemic.
We have always maintained, since this started, a pretty rigorous infection control and visitor policy that's really not changed much. We did loosen it up a little bit because we got better. We had better supplies and equipment.
Milan says visitation exceptions are made for pediatric patients and in end-of-the-life situations.
Rising COVID cases in the area have prompted two local hospitals to change their visitor policies. WMKY's Devin Bartley has more.
Due to the rising number of COVID-19 cases and the increased rate of transmission in the Buffalo Trace region, Meadowview Regional Medical Center and Fleming County Hospital are now enforcing a one-well visitor policy for all inpatient units and outpatient areas. However, the obstetrical unit at Meadowview Regional will still allow two well visitors per patient. Officials at both hospitals have said they will continue to enforce all necessary precautions to keep patients and staff safe. For WMKY News, I'm Devin Bartley.
The U.S. health officials are now saying the booster shot is needed to protect Americans against the Delta variant. Lexington health leaders are preparing to distribute the shots to those who are first in line. Lexington Fayette County Health Department spokesperson Kevin Hall tells WKYT it's just a matter of where and when it'll be available.
We're waiting to get all the protocols and the medical guidance from the state and the federal level. There are obviously logistical issues in terms of staffing and how much vaccine is available, but we really feel like we can get the vaccine working with other places as well.
The health department recommends people reach out to the provider who gave them their first doses to see when they might be available to get their booster shot.
With precautions in place, the president of Eastern Kentucky University is optimistic about the fall semester. The institution now has the first week of classes under its belt as the students work to get back in routine. President David McFadden recently spoke with Spectrum News, saying he's seen a majority of students in mass compliance.
And then, you know, we're talking about good hygiene, making good decisions. If you don't feel well, obviously don't come to campus. But, you know, we had a really favorable experience last year. We had students here on campus, living on campus, going to class. We know that the masks and the way that we manage that provided us an opportunity to have zero cases of transmission in a classroom or a university-structured event.
EKU is among multiple Kentucky universities offering vaccine clinics to students and staff throughout the semester. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, scones, cookies, and cinnamon rolls. Lunch items feature signature sandwiches, braids, and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., curbside delivery at 780-4282, Facebook and online at rutabakers.com.
Stockyards Bank and Trust is expanding into central and eastern Kentucky. WMKY's Keneally Roberts has more.
SYB completed an acquisition of the Paris-based Kentucky Bank in June, and this month the latter's 19 branches become Stockyards operations. The merge is SYB's third acquisition since 2013. It acquired the Bank of Oldham County in 2013 and King Southern Bank in Nelson County in 2019. According to state banking experts, the deal with Kentucky Bank is a good marriage that puts Stockyard Bank into a very desirable new market with no duplication of locations. The acquisition of Kentucky Bank furthers Stockyard's goal to remain independent and community service-oriented and solidifies the strong community bank culture that exists within both institutions, according to the CEO. Combined, the two banks have $5.8 billion in assets, according to the Lane Report. For WMKY News, I'm Keneally Roberts reporting.
Advocacy groups in Kentucky say they're putting pressure on the state's congressional delegation to support the Biden administration's $1.2 trillion infrastructure package and $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation bill. Residential Energy Coordinator with the Mountain Association, Chris Woolery, says the infrastructure bill includes $65 billion to modernize the nation's electric grid if it doesn't get stuck in congressional gridlock.
Until those things happen, it's on us to make sure they happen. It's on Kentuckians and Americans to hold our legislators, decision makers, accountable to a decision that will impact generations.
Kentucky stands to receive $4.6 billion for highway repairs and $438 million for bridges from the infrastructure package. A poll by the group Data for Progress found 66% of likely voters support Congress passing a $3.5 trillion spending plan, while 26% said they oppose it.
Kentucky was ranked number one for the highest number of maltreated children in the United States. Officials say nearly 20 out of every 1,000 children in Kentucky will be abused. Knott County Attorney Tim Bates tells WYMT supplying more funds to foster care and social work programs can help combat that issue.
No, I don't think it would get worse if we have a legislature that steps forward and puts the money into this. It's our children, it's our future. It's well worth it.
Officials are encouraging others to speak out and report abuse or neglect immediately. The community is mourning the death of local music legend. WMKY's Alyssa White reports.
Tom T. Hall passed away Thursday at his home in Franklin, Tennessee at the age of 85. From his hometown of Olive Hill to the Grand Ole Opry, Hall's music inspired countless fans. Despite his great success as a Grammy Award-winning songwriter with a spot in the Country Music Hall of Fame, his friends and acquaintances remember him as a person who never forgot his roots. According to the Daily Independent, before his passing, Hall had donated a large amount of his memorabilia to be displayed in the Olive Hill Welcome Center. His awards include a Grammy for Best Album Notes in 1973, Songwriter of the Year Award from the Society for the Preservation of Bluegrass Music of America 12 times between 2002 and 2015, along with a spot in the Songwriters Hall of Fame and the Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame with his wife Dixie. Arrangements for the singer-songwriter have not yet been made. For WMKY, I'm Alyssa White.
Taking a quick look at sports this afternoon, Morehead State University held its football media day Saturday, 2 weeks ahead of the season opener with number 2 James Madison. The team boasts a huge roster of 99 players with a few extra to spare. 26 seniors return to the team. Meanwhile, 17 juniors, 13 sophomores, and 38 freshmen are listed on the online roster. Head coach Rob Tenier says the maturity of the team means the season looks promising.
But what I see a lot more, another benefit of having all these older players, is they're doing a lot of the teaching and correcting. So we're teaching something a few times, minimizing mistakes, but we got a lot of older players in all facets of our team that are really doing a lot of coaching and a lot of helping on the field, and those things make a big difference.
Linebacker Vincent Winey, quarterback Mark Pappas, and kicker Andrew Foster have all returned as team captains this season. The Eagles will be on the road for their season opener at James Madison September 4th. The team will welcome Union on September 11th at 2 p.m. A full season schedule is available at msueagles.com.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast, Tuesday, patchy fog before 9 a.m., otherwise sunny and hot with a high near 90. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 69. Wednesday, sunny and hot with a high near 92. And Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 70.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Keneally Roberts, Wiley Tanner, Alyssa White, Devin Bartley, Ethan Jenkins, Shamari Mosley, and Jonathan Burton. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, now back to All Things Considered.